This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, 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 go to hell, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia models inventory at the Sport, Sorrento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. I want to let you guys know that the NASCAR Cup Series is coming to Homestead Miami Speedway. We got your chance to see it. NASCAR at its finest, high stakes, adrenaline-fueled racing with NASCAR's top drivers. You guys can win. Just go to WQAM.com on the contest page, and you guys enter there. Right now, Leroy, Bill Zito and Seth Jones speaking to the media after Cats practice. Cats are taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. You guys could hear that on 790, the Tick Cat. That gets going tonight. 7 o'clock is your puck drop. I believe Hockman and Crowder are doing their show live from the Amerant Bank Arena. David Dwork tweets out a quote from Seth Jones that says, I wanted to play for a contender, and Florida was at the top of my list. Gooseys.
Top two by all the players. Franchises that they would love to play for. Florida Panthers.
How would you not? How could you not? Did you not see him jump into the ocean with the Stanley Cup last year? What a time to be alive.
If you're a cat fan.
You'd rather play for the Panthers than have to deal with the Panthers.
That's right. Bill Zito is from Jameson Olive on the status of one Matthew Tkachuk. Quote, Matthew's going to be out for an extended period of time. We hope to get him back for the playoffs. Wink.
Oh. No. See, this is the problem. That was in the quote.
That was not in the quote.
Jameson does not do that.
Matthew's going to be out for an extended period of time. We hope to get him back for the playoffs. Parentheses.
There was no parentheses.
You understand how bad groin injuries are.
Here's the thing. Here's what I think. All right.
Because it ain't broken or nothing like that. It's just muscular. So you can't appreciate the severity of it.
I can appreciate the severity of it.
We're
2 months off. Obviously, we could appreciate the severity of it. Maybe the first round, too.
Well, when did you turn into a cornerback, huh? You're Cooper DeJean?
What do you mean?
Backpedaling.
Not backpedaling.
He's going to be back tonight. Oh, now he might miss it.
We know what we need him for.
He might miss the first round.
Here's the thing, though, Vlad. All right. What if at this Four Nations, you know, all the booing that the Canadian fans are doing, which, by the way, they're still booing the anthems. And there was a shot of Brady Tkachuk this week while he was getting ready for the Senators. Boo! They're booing the anthem. And maybe Brady doesn't feel welcome in Canada anymore. And he tells that to Matthew. And he goes,
you got a spot for him?
And he goes, Matthew's like, you know, this has been really fun playing with you, broski. And he goes, yeah, but how are we going to do it? There's a cap. And he goes, yeah, there is a cap. Oh, you know, I make like $9 million, right? And if I were to just go away, all of a sudden we have the cap space to get you. And Brady Tkachuk sitting here and he goes,
didn't they sign Seth though?
Yeah, this is with Seth.
Yeah, that's what the 8.7 could be used for.
They got 8.7 left. Brady makes 8.2. So all of a sudden.
Wait, how does that play out next year, though?
I don't know. I don't. Don't let's not get too big in the weeds right now. Let's figure that out. We're gonna lose Ekblad.
No,
Ekblad.
No, we'll figure it out, baby. Planning.
Don't
no
worry about next year. Worry about planning. It now. Just saying, right now. Look, we know who the face of the franchise is, right? Barkov's the best player, but it's Tkachuk. If Tkachuk went to Vinny Viola and he says, "I want baby bro here," 25 years old, Leroy, 25 years old, a monster, and he goes, "Listen, here's what he's gonna do." He's going to go to the Senators. He's going to make a stink. And all of a sudden, I'm going to have a quote-unquote groin injury.
They don't make stinks in hockey.
I don't know, dude. That's true. I don't think that's true.
Who's the last person who made a stink?
Sergei Bobrovsky made a stink in Columbus.
They make stinks.
Because they were booing him every night.
Well, no, that's not true. He won the Vezina.
When he came down here, everybody from Columbus was like, good luck with that.
I mean, it's Columbus, Leroy.
Yeah, who the hell wants to be in Columbus? Look at all the people from Columbus who are now down here.
I mean, look at
that hockey game was awesome.
Let me tell you something, Leroy. Do you think it's crazy to think that two bros and Papa Keith were all sitting around drinking some brewskis and thought to themselves, bing, light bulb. We know now how to get Brady to South Florida.
Don't you think the hockey, the executives, the people in New York would not be investigating for this collusion?
Well, here's the thing, Vlad. Would they investigate for collusion, or do they see a marketing gold mine? Matthew Tkachuk's on Fallon.
Brothers. He manipulates the story to get what he wants.
Everybody loves a brother tandem.
Wait. What if I put it the other way?
What do you mean?
And Brady wanted Matthew to come to where he was.
Well, I would be with you on that if it wasn't that Matthew Tkachuk could not wait to get out of Canada. So, because here's the thing with Canada, respectfully, I know where I got high tensions right now. You could have two squirrels on skates and they're going to watch that hockey game. They love hockey. Right? America, they see an opportunity right now. Everybody is very, I don't know if I like the NBA. Now, I'm not one of these guys. I like both. But I'm just saying, I don't know if I like the NBA. A lot of whining. Hockey might have an opportunity here. MLB just left ESPN. Maybe this is their chance to really ramp up the ratings. And you make, what does everybody love? A super team. But what about a super American team that has the two Bash brothers who fight for this country together on the ice in, of course, a traditional market of South Florida to really ramp up the ratings. I think, Leroy, the league would look and say, collusion, schmaloozin. Let's get the Tkachuk brothers together.
Can I just say this? Was it 2 weeks ago you called this team Little Finland?
I'm not losing anything. We are Little Finland. We are Little Finland.
We're Little Finland and American?
Yes. We are. To be fair, no team was over all four teams. We were the only team, Leroy. I'm just saying.
Everybody was really good.
We're the champs.
Look at how you just. So they're not going to be Little Finland anymore if the Tkachuk brothers are here.
Why not? The Tkachuks love Finland. Matthew, did you not see him in the sauna robe?
Dude, I can't keep up.
Well, I'm trying to, but you want to sit here and dwell over if Matthew Tkachuk's groin injury is legit or not. And I'm sitting here and I'm saying you're looking at checkers and I'm looking at chess. And what I'm telling you is this Four Nations was an entire ruse to get together a plan to get both Tkachuk brothers on the same team.
So Tobin, if you say you're looking, you're playing chess and you're looking at checkers, mm-hmm. and you're not understanding, like if you do get Brady.
Yeah.
What does that happen to next season? That's not playing chess.
Well, Bill Zito will figure it out, Vlad. I mean, I got the best in the game right now. That's not for me to figure out. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at what is the meaning of all this?
Oh, Pontius Pilate.
Come on, Pontius Pilate, dude. I'm telling you right now.
We hit you with the seriousness or the difficulties of it. You go, that's Bill Zito. That's not
that's his problem. That's not my problem, dude. It's the same thing with Riles. I do the same thing. Oh, how do I do a job? I don't care. Just go get me somebody. But this one actually has legs and teeth because, let's be real about it, Matthew Tkachuk and Brady Tkachuk, that was a moment. Everybody loved it. They got a celebrity for it. They were on the Kelce podcast. They could be the new Kelces. They could be the new Kelces.
The hockey Kelces?
They could be the hockey Kelces.
Dude. I'm glad I came back from break for this nonsense.
Is it nonsensical? I mean, is it that crazy?
It is nonsensical, but
you kind of like it.
No, don't play it.
Something's happening.
Give an inch.
No.
Give an inch.
Leroy, No. I'm not with them, but they do have $8.7 million. They are going to be doing, they are making moves. I don't think it's going to be that move, but they are making moves.
The question is, was that move?
My question is,
if you make that move, that's basically saying Matthew's not coming back this season.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means you're going to cut some bait next year. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know who the casualty is going to be, but that's a next year problem.
How are you surviving in life with the attitude that's next year's problem?
That's a great question. How do you argue with your wife? When you have disagreements with your wife?
I'm gonna tell you how. Every time they argue, she wants to beat the crap out of him.
I just want to say something real quick though, and this is why I take offense to what you're saying, Leroy. You to me in sports are always, what are we looking down the road for? We got to talk about right now, the right now, and the right now is this season and this title defense. So why do you give a rat's ass about what happens to the Cat's cup and the Cat's cap? In a year's time, we'll figure that out when we get there. But you don't want Brady Tkachuk with Matthew Tkachuk.
They won the Stanley Cup without him.
Of course, dude. But like we were just talking about, hey, going in all in. You don't want to add that. You wouldn't want to revamp that with both Tkachuks.
Right.
I don't even know. Like, does that mean you just want me to stop talking, or do you? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of. It's like we went from talking about the severity of Matthew Tkachuk's groin to now we can get his brother.
Yes!
Like, so you just totally dismissed the injury again.
I'm not dismissing the injury. I'm just not as worried about it because we got time.
No, you're not as worried about it because you don't really understand the seriousness of it. So you don't think it's that big of a deal?
I think it's a 4-week injury that they're given 7.
Yeah, but keep in mind, in 4 weeks, that might mean you could go do light skating. That don't mean you could play hockey.
And then what happens 3 weeks later? The playoffs. We got time, baby. Just let Bill. Hey,
anybody else you want? Anybody else you want to go get?
No, this is the plan that I want right now.
Okay.
Point for Twitcher.
Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. WQM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino into an ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages available now at Ticketmaster. And get all the info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Just keep listening to our show. We will give away a pair of tickets for this upcoming event. So stay tuned, everybody. The Miami Dolphins, of course, they had the combine this past weekend. Leroy, did you watch any of it?
Not a second.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling. Did you see this guard who was going crazy at the combine, though? Or this he's a tackle, but I guess they say he could do both. Mm-hmm. This Armand Membo, he was mocked to the Miami Dolphins in Mel Kiper's latest draft, and he's 6'4", 332, and he ran a 4.91 40.
Is that good?
Everybody was raving about it. They were saying his top speed from Warren Sharp. He says his top speed was 20.28 miles per hour, which was faster than Tyreek Hill. I don't think it makes sense, but he was humming and he was like screaming down the line.
It's 10.
That's a good start. That is athletic.
Look at him go.
4.91. You let out a primal scream when you do freaky stuff. That's what he did right there. That was fantastic.
Wow. I don't know if he's going to still be a 13 anymore, though. Mel Kiper says that nobody improved their stock with the combine more than him. So I don't know if he'll be there for the Dolphins anymore.
Please.
What?
I mean, with all of the lobbying and the quarterback and running backs and this and that, there'll be some value picks. There'll be some guys that you'll be able to, you know.
I feel like that's a guy I want on my line, though. You know, like if he cares about the 40 that much, where he's like letting out screams as he does, as he just destroys the 40, I want that guy on my line.
Especially the way Mike McDaniel likes to play offense and pull the whole line.
Yeah, I want him. Now I'll actually be excited for an offensive lineman.
Really?
I love this guy.
You get hooked like that, you know.
Yeah, viral moments get me, dude. Viral moments get me.
There's film. That would be more an indication of what he needs to work on or what.
He was second team all SEC.
Huh?
He was second team all SEC. Like, he's going to be a first round pick.
Okay.
It's not like the guy's got no credentials. And somebody says,
I didn't see like,
I'm just letting you know.
You took what I said and mean all I said was this. I only want to see my big uglies doing well on film. The other stuff confirms it, but I'm not going to that first to determine whether a guy should be drafted. It's going to mostly be from what I see on film. That's all I'm saying. You get caught up on all the other stuff.
Warren, a brother, says, who cares about a fast line? We need a beefy one.
Right.
6'4", 332?
Exactly.
That's beef. Beef.
All right.
What?
I'm just like, I just think sometimes when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
You are very unaware of just things that are going on or happening or whatever. And you just,
I don't appreciate that.
You just full steam ahead, Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner, and like without fully understanding what's going on.
That was the nicest way of saying You're dumb.
I don't like that. He's just like, you're unaware of things. And I'm like, what? That's not fair.
You overlook the main reason why a situation is what it is.
I thought you would be happy. I'm being responsible. I'm not going for a star receiver or a tight end or a running back. I'm building the offensive line. This guy, he ran a fast 40. He was screaming. He's a moose.
Here's the difference between me and you. I was saying that since the end of the season. You're only saying it now that you've seen a fat guy run fast.
Yeah, look at him go, though.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a good start. That is athletic.
Look at him go.
4-9-1.
It's like Tobin.
You let out
Iowa
a primal
10.
Scream when you do freaky stuff. That's what he did right there. That was fantastic.
Wow. He did have a formal meeting with the Dolphins, according to reports. I feel like Mike McDaniel digs that guy.
Why? Because he was yelling?
Yeah, I think Mike McDaniel likes that. He's like, ooh, a screamer.
Hey, yo.
What?
Dude.
Come on, man.
I just think sometimes more awareness is required on your
part. I don't know. What am I not aware of? I just liked it. It was cool.
Like, you think you could beat that time?
No.
Really?
Ooh, 4-9? I don't know if I could do 5-9.
Nah, wait, hold on, Tobin. Maybe in the aisle in the Publix, you could do a 4-9.
I couldn't do a 4-9. No way, dude.
Basie Street on the other end of the aisle.
I could yell like that, though. I could yell like that.
No, after you pull your groin.
No! As soon as I yell, I'm going to go, good job! Dade South says he would run a 4 ever.
Point for Twitcher.
Take a break. Leroy's game balls and game bums are next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Leroy Horn to hand out his game balls and game bums. By the way, it kind of sounds like I should be at the Renaissance Festival, which you guys could go to. WQM has your chance to win tickets to travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers. For your chance to win, go to WQM.com and enter on the contest page. Leroy, what do you got today for game balls and game bums?
So, my game ball and game bum are going to go through the same event. And that's the golf that happened in Palm Beach.
Oh, I started watching Full Swing season 3.
Oh, really?
I like it. I like that show.
Jake Knapp tried to hit a ball that was near the green. First of all, he hit a terrible shot with a wedge in the water. He tried to hack it out of the water. To no avail, and ended up making a 7 on a par 3. But that being said, even if he had gotten it up and down, the guy who won the tournament, right, is I forgot his name right offhand.
Gone.
Very, very skinny, little guy, wears a bucket hat. Oh, I can't think of his name. First time winner. He's very 24 years old.
Joe Highsmith?
Yes. Highsmith.
Any relation to Haywood?
No. No. Couldn't be farther from, couldn't be opposites. One is a little tiny intangible.
Minus one.
Because the sun probably burns the hell out of him.
5'9", 150.
Yes.
A wee lad.
A wee lad. But the score that he ended up shooting, even if Jake Knapp would have made par, he still wouldn't have won. Now, keep in mind, it's also the same Jake Knapp that shot 59 on Thursday. So, it was a cool tournament. I like the tournaments that happen around where we live because you can see them playing in the conditions that you actually play in. Mm-hmm. So, it's actually kind of, it was cool. I'm tired of giving game bums to third quarters and comebacks, and yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. So I'm going to just go with Goff. Guy, you know, we said at the time, or the announcer said at the time, why would you try to hit that out of the water? You're basically losing the golf tournament now. Then if you go to the end and go, yeah, he probably actually had to go for it, because if he wouldn't, you know, because he wouldn't have won anyway. So kudos to a guy losing it and a guy winning it all at the same time.
Yeah, Full Swing episode 2 is a episode because it's about Rory and Fitzpatrick. Who's the other? Who's the other Irish guy?
Shane Lowry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are like the best of friends.
See that you know that like I know like
yeah
I know that like you know the fight game.
We will have Michael Chandler join the show later on today as the UFC is coming to Miami. We had Patty the Batty on last week, and now we talk to his opponent. In the fight, did you see what happened this weekend, Leroy, in the boxing match with Gervonta Tank Davis?
He lost?
No.
It was a draw. A lot of people thought that he lost, but there was a lot of controversy in this because in the ninth round, he just takes a knee out of nowhere. Like, it's a minute into the round, and he's fighting this guy, Lamont Roach, who nobody thought had a chance to win. He's the 130-pound champion, comes up in weight to fight Gervonta Davis. And he fought him really, really well. And he really started turning it on. I would say about round 7, he started winning some rounds and giving it to Gervonta. Like, he was like staggering Gervonta, and Gervonta's power couldn't bother him. And then in the ninth round, Tank then just like, he like, you know, Lamont hits him with like a couple of, you know, touch jabs. And Tank just like takes a knee in the middle of the ring and then like turns to his corner, walks over to his corner, sticks his head out because they got to wipe his eyes because something got in his eyes. Now he's saying
Soul Glow.
He got it. Yeah, he's saying he had grease get into his eyes, which I guess I'm not calling him a liar, but it's just I've never seen anybody be able to take a timeout like that other than for like a mouthpiece. I've never seen it. It's not even like he asked the ref's permission. He just left and then explained it to the ref then afterwards. But people are like, wait, whoa. That's a knockdown. If you take a knee voluntarily, that's supposed to be a knockdown. And Lamont Roach should have gotten a 10-8 round. There are some subjectives with this, like whatever. Like you are sometimes like you could go, it could go 9-9, because I think Gervonta came back and won that round. But it does appear like he took a voluntary knockdown and that Lamont was screwed that round.
Like he just needed, he almost took a knee like he needed a break.
Lever.
Right. It was weird. I've never seen anything like that.
He took two punches and then he backed up. Looked to the corner. Not even his corner. He looked to the side. Took a knee. It was a quick knee. Popped right back up and then went right between the ropes. Asking his corner like for a towel
to wipe his eyes, like they wipe his eyes.
So it was
didn't
weird.
Even look like they did it that good.
No,
it was super weird.
It was
so that's another fight coming, right? They fighting again.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's what Gervonta's on a Twitter storm right now, and he's saying that he's pushing for the rematch. Even he said afterwards, he said afterwards that he wasn't sure of the rematch, but now everybody's really pissed. They're like, hey man,
right?
You not only seem like this guy got screwed. But I honestly thought that Lamont won anyway. I thought that he won 7-5 even with knockdown, no knockdown. I thought Lamont Roach fought a better fight. I thought that Tank.
You got to knock down the champion. You got to knock him
out. I don't agree with that, Vlad. I don't agree with that sentiment.
Why do people say that? But the
when it's a close fight. When it's a close fight like that, and especially a bigger name, I feel like you got
to
do a
little. You have to take the title. Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. The knee would have probably got him to win because it was a majority draw. And I believe the judge that gave Gervonta the fight.
Two judges gave him that round, gave Gervonta the round.
So then that would have changed
it. It would have been a tie.
No, it would have been Roach would have won.
No, would have won because if he would have done it, it would have been a 9-9 if he would have gone that direction.
Right.
But I don't agree with that. I hate that sentiment of you got to knock out the champ. First of all, like, What is that? I have to go into a game and I have to beat somebody by a certain amount of points. So what if he wins 8-4? Like, if you have 12 rounds and he wins 7 of them and Gervonta wins 5, in my opinion, you lose. That's how it works,
Toby,
dude.
You know this sport is so, you know,
it's corrupt,
shady and corrupt. So a bigger name, the bigger name fighter is going to get the benefit of the doubt because he's the bigger name fighter.
I understand. And I knew as soon as we went to the scorecards, I'm like, there's no way they're going to give Roach the decision. But Roach earned the win. It's not like he even got out to a lead and then like wilted. Like even in that, I could be like, all right, that dude, like it definitely, I think bright lights got to him a little early. He had to see what Gervonta had as far as power stern. He ate a lot of Gervonta Davis shots like nothing and then gave it back to him worse. I thought that he won the fight. I thought he earned the win. I thought he deserved it.
Tobin, I agree with you, but we know the politics of boxing, and I think everybody was very much shocked at the performance that Roach had because I don't think – we all know Tank is a slow fighter, but when he always picks it up in the middle rounds. But I can honestly say that Roach probably won, like you said, 7 to 12. I think he won every round.
Yeah, every I thought it was even, and then I thought he won 4-2 on the back end of it, but – I just feel bad for him because I like rematch, not a rematch. Maybe that was the best one he has. And maybe it's not. Maybe he fights Tank even more confident the next time around, I guess. But I think on those nights, Vlad, I look at a guy like George Kambosos, right? George Kambosos had this great performance. Now, in fairness, he did knock down Teofimo, to your argument, but like he had the best performance of his life. And then he just never was the same after that. Like he got a little fat. He left his train, not fat, but he got a little fat caddy. Left his trainers, you know, and just never was the same player after that. Got pieced up by Devin Haney. Happens to a lot of fighters.
Kelly Pavlik,
Andy Ruiz. Sometimes you just have one of those nights, right? And I just thought that he had the night. So whatever. But it was super weird, Leroy. I've never seen that before. And you know what the funny thing was? It was the viral ref who everybody sees. Steve Willis, the guy who like really enjoys his job. He's like, ooh. He loves seeing guys. I love him so much. But everybody's mad at him now because they thought, like, hey, you screwed up here.
But he was put in a spot. He was put in a spot because he was like, hey, man, what's going on here? Like, I should deduct a point from you. Like, he took a knee.
He said,
and he was like, nah, there was something in my eye. I was like, I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. Trust me, Leroy, it was weird because it was like he just literally backed up, looked to the side, took a quick knee. As if like somebody was about to propose and then realized, maybe I'm not going to do it. And then popped right back up and then went to the
corner. The old Jumbotron fake out?
Yeah.
I saw somebody really do that the other day at the Heat game. It was the Hawks game. Somebody really proposed. I was like, whoa, that's nice.
She said no?
Proposed at a Heat game.
She blocked?
No, she said yes. Oh, she did say yes.
Okay. Goaltending counts. Okay.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. You better go in there knowing that she's going to say yes.
Yeah, agreed.
Otherwise, you can't come back from life.
If it happens, though, like if that happens, I just go as I'm walking out. It was a bit. I work for the it's a bit.
You better hope.
We were familiar with your work. Like, you put a twist on everything.
This is crazy. He's, like, looking at him. And he just is like, I think he tries to talk to C. Willis, but, like, he's like, what is he talking about? And then just, like, goes out. Gets his eyes open. But people have come to his defense. Like this happened with Amanda Serrano, came out and said, that's why I got my hair done 2 days before the last fight when it got canceled in Puerto Rico. She says, yeah, it got in my eyes and I couldn't see anymore. But the hairdresser or the stylist is coming out. She's calling bull bleep on Gervonta Davis because she's saying, I didn't use any of that stuff to get it done, which is like, this is the greatest. I mean, like, you want to talk about, this is the best conspiracy since we had Gervonta Davis have the heavy suit.
All the things you always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easiest 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul go. Just let it shine through.
Well, that's what, that Lamont Roach has to come out to that next fight. That has to be his walkout song. All right, we'll take a break here on the show. Back with more after this.